I told you last week that vigilante problems are going to get worse and worse. Not because I'm encouraging vigilanteism, but last week there was the story about the guy in Ballard, a homeless guy, had broken a window at his house, trying to break into his house. And this guy was confident. He knew who the homeless guy was, and he just became obsessed with him. And one day, about a week and a half ago, he hunted down the homeless guy, shot and killed him. And I said, obviously, this is not the solution. But the reality is, the more crime we have, the more drug vagrants we have coming into people's property, and the less police that we have, and we do have police depolicing, so we don't get the kind of cop response that people expect, that is a very dangerous combination, because citizens are going to feel like they have to become vigilantes to take care of their own world, their property, their homes, their lives. And I said, that's a volatile, dangerous combo. And it's a combination of our politicians encouraging as many drug addicts as possible and the police depolicing. Well, here's an I told you so. A 34-year-old man in Ballard is in the hospital right now with serious injuries after being stabbed Friday night. This happened in kind of southeast Ballard, 6th and 45th. There were two people who were just slashing tires, just walking down the street for no reason, slashing tires, just vandals. And there was a guy who saw that, decided to confront them. Q13 News talked with a woman named Liz Porcayo, who says she is scared to death by what's happening in her neighborhood and in her city.
It's really upsetting and scary for a lot of us. It's just unnerving. I don't understand why that had to happen.
And she said that she works at a music venue near where this happened. And she said her customers, her co-workers, people who own the business, they said they're all very close. She knows the victim of the stabbing. And she says he's a great family guy, a husband, a father. And he just wanted to intervene because vandals were slashing tires.
Lovely man, family man. You know, he has a wife and very young. And I hope he's going to be okay.
Yeah, the victim is 34 years old, serious injuries in the hospital. And this woman, she, as I said, she works at a music venue, which means she works late at night. And she walks to her car late at night, and she says it's just become a very scary place.
That's what makes it all so scary for us, is that it is in our front door. It happened right around the corner. Are these people going to come back? Are they going to retaliate?
But here's the problem. You call the police, Seattle police, and you say, hey, there are guys slashing tires. You are likely these days not going to get a response because of the depolicing in Seattle. I talked to Seattle cop this weekend who came up to me at the Seahawks game and told me about the depolicing, said that I'm absolutely right that it's, and how sad the officers who would love to be taking care of business on the streets, but they're overwhelmed and they have no support from command. They have no support from the city council. They have no support from the mayor's office. And the cops who are trying to make a difference, they're frustrated. And we're going to see more and more stories where good Samaritans trying to stop their neighbors and friends' tires from getting, you know, just mindlessly slashed. You know, this guy ends up in a hospital because of it.